I am Leonard Whitby and it's Friday, November 29, and here's your news at 12 p.m. The Namibia Media Professionals Union condemns the ECN for cancelling a press briefing and holding a secret interview with NBC, excluding other media. The ECN failed to address voter registration issues, eroding public trust. It says NBC's perceived bias towards SWAPO raised concerns about its independence. Both bodies are accused of undermining democracy by withholding vital information from the public. Staying on elections, digital media expert Nrupesh Soni highlighted concerns over the lack of communication from the Electoral Commission during the ongoing elections. Soni pointed out that unlike other countries where regular updates are provided to the media and public, Namibia has seen little to no communication, leaving political parties and the public in the dark.
The political parties have been shut out, so that does not help the cause or to show them that they're actually serious about it. We were to look at South Africa recently. They had every hour updates, and that did help. I've seen it across other countries. It's very regular updates, even if it's via social media. Electoral Commission's page has been quiet for the last couple of days. It just shows that there is no proactiveness there, and it's quite a serious issue that one needs to look at.
To South Africa now, where its Deputy President Paul Mashatile says the country is committed to its non-alignment stance in conflict and prioritizing social justice, peace and development worldwide. He delivered the keynote at the second annual Cape Town Conversation organized by the Thabo Mbeki Foundation. Mashatile says the government has demonstrated its appreciation and commitment to peace by taking Israel to the International Court of Justice because of the crimes committed against the people of Palestine, particularly in Gaza.
We hope that the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hezbollah will help bring stability to the region and end the cycle of violence along that border. What we want to see now is the urgent need to improve humanitarian conditions. Let the guns be silenced in this continent, but also around the world.
Internationally, UK MPs will vote later today on proposed legislation to legalize assisted dying for terminally ill adults. The bill would allow adults with mental capacity who are terminally ill to request assistance to die, with approval needed from two doctors and the High Court. It's a free vote, meaning parliamentarians can vote with their conscience rather than following a party position. Conservative MP Kit Moltau says he'll be voting for the bill.
I believe that people deserve autonomy and control pretty much throughout their life, but there's no more profound moment than they need it when they are facing an agonizing death at the end of their lives.
Professor Kevin Yule, Chief Executive of Humanists Against Assisted Suicide and Euthanasia, is opposed.
I think these kind of situations can be dealt with. I think better care at the end, better palliative care, more hospice funding. I just don't think death should be a treatment for the ills of life.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.